A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
I'm Elliot Danker, joined by my guest host, David Kuo, CEO of Motley Fool Singapore. Time to look ahead to March. Lots of big issues. Before we get into that, are you looking forward to anything in particular in March?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Well, hopefully a welcome break, because I haven't had a break since the beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah, you deserve it. I'm taking a very, very short break next weekend. I'm heading to Colombo in Sri Lanka for a wedding. It'll be my first time there. Beautiful.
Yeah. I'm hoping to head up towards Malaysia, because I've just started this Malaysian portfolio at the moment.
Okay.
And I just want to go and have a look and maybe go and interview some CEOs up there.
Oh, that would be quite interesting. Make sure you fill us in on whatever you're up to. Let's take a look at some of the big issues heading into the month of March. Our top story today, of course, Trump-Kim Summit 2.0. It was cut short. Were you surprised?
Quite frankly, no. Because the way I look at this situation is that it's going to be very, very difficult for them to agree to anything.
Yeah.
And if you listen to what President Trump has to say, and you listen to what his advisors have to say, they seem like miles apart. Mm. I mean, the advisors are saying that since the Singapore summit, there hasn't been a great deal of movement as far as North Korea is concerned.
Yeah.
They haven't denuclearized in any way. If anything, they're accelerating their nuclear program. And yet, President Trump still seems to think that North Korea is doing what they agreed or verbally said they were doing, whereas the intelligence says something completely different. So when they got together, and I just thought, well, what are they going to be talking about?
Yeah.
You're going to point to these sites where they are developing nuclear weapons or nuclear
armament.
Yeah. And then what is North Korea going to say? Are they going to deny it?
Yeah.
And so therefore, you know, when they said they were going to cut short the meeting, I would have thought that if I was a planner, I would have thought, at least have the meal first, right? No, seriously. I mean, all the reporters are there.
The lunch, right?
I mean, at least do it after lunch, not before. I mean, what are the caterers going to do? I mean, that hotel had everything planned.
Yeah.
So you had all the place settings there. Do it after lunch, surely.
Maybe you didn't like pho. they couldn't even come to an agreement on the definition of the word denuclearization. But more than that,
is it pho or is it pho?
I think it's pho.
Yeah, okay.
It's my favorite word over the past few days. Seeing it all over, images everywhere.
Yeah.
The markets-wise, is it going to react today? What are you expecting from it with regard to this cancellation or cut short?
I don't think so. You know, I think they're just going to sort of take it in its stride. I think they are more interested in the Sino-US trade dispute. I think they're interested in the American GDP figures. They will be interested in what is going on with China, whether or not there is going to be any kind of slowdown there. So I think these are the main issues that they are more interested in. The North Korea and the American summit was a kind of a sideshow, really.
Okay.
And then when I had a look at that summit, I thought they've already had one, right? It wasn't that long ago when they had one here in Singapore.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, Elliot, but I always find that sequels are a bit disappointing, yeah? I mean, Jaws 2 is not the same as Jaws 1, is it?
But then with sequels, it's a chance for you to go for the trilogy. US-China trade talks, you mentioned this. You've got two people, Larry Kudlow and Steven Mnuchin, saying things are going well.
Yeah.
Their sanctions have had a positive effect in these talks going well.
Yeah.
But then Donald Trump says after he leaves Hanoi or in Hanoi that he's prepared to walk away again with regard to the US-China trade talks. But do you think that maybe it's an urgency on his part to deliver something to the people, to the news?
Well, I think he needs a win. And I think he was hoping for a win when he went to Vietnam to talk with North Korea. I think he was hoping for a win. But he didn't get that win there. I mean, at the moment, I mean, if we talk about trilogies, I mean, he's had two losing pieces of news already. First of all, he lost Congress.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you can count losing the wall as well. And then he's also lost this particular summit with Kim Jong-un. He can't really afford to have another lose. And if he loses again, he's not going to look that good. So therefore, I think it will sort of spur him to try and sort of get some kind of deal. But what kind of deal is he going to get?
Mm.
He doesn't really want to give too much away to China. And at the same time, China knows that it can probably survive without sort of doing a deal with America. So maybe the ball is in the court of America at the moment. They have to sort of come up with something in order to appease his fan base.
Talking about losing, he had another one. U.S. fourth quarter GDP results were out last night. He put up a 3% annual growth target. It came in at 2.6%, just slightly missing it, but better than market expectation of 2.2%. What do you make of this?
Well, I think the market was expecting a lower fourth quarter GDP simply because of the problems over the budget. budget. And I don't think, you know, that helped a great deal. But as far as America is concerned, it's been growing at about sort of 3% for the long term anyway. I mean, that is the long-term growth rate. So trying to achieve something more than 3% is going to be very difficult. Of course, he had those tax cuts. But what those tax cuts actually did, you know, when he came in, he had those tax cuts. And the tax cuts put a lot of money into the pockets of corporations. And so corporations had a lot of extra cash. What did they do with that cash? They didn't actually sort of reinvest that money into more production. Instead, they took that cash and went and bought back their own shares and canceled those shares. So it drove the stock market higher. I mean, that's a kind of short-term sugar rush for the stock market. But it is not a long-term solution for America. America needs to invest, and the American corporations need to invest the money. But they haven't done so. And I think if we're lucky, we're going to get sort of 3% throughout his entire term of office. I don't think we're going to get much more than that.
Actually, just to add on to that, in this fourth quarter with regard to numbers, there were also a lot of other disruptions like the government shutdown and whatnot. You think maybe going into the second quarter of this year is when we'll actually see like more accurate data coming out of the U.S.?
I think we should. And I think the accurate data is going to sort of point to the fact that, you know, America is not doing as well as Donald Trump would like everybody to think. So maybe, you know, this is a blessing for him that, you know, they at least sort of got something pretty close to 3%. And I think it's going to be downhill from here all the way. Because when you have a look at America, yes, you know, what we actually saw driving the economic growth in the fourth quarter was consumer spending.
Yes.
But if you put yourself in the position of an American worker, your wages have not really been going up. Yes, there are more people employed and the unemployment level has come down, but you're not getting more money in your paycheck.
Spending power.
You haven't got the spending power. And then you start thinking about this sort of dispute between America and China at the moment, and you think the goods that are going to be coming into America are going to be 10% more expensive because of the tariffs. And if there's this threat of 25% tariff, things are going to be even more expensive. So what are you going to do? As far as I'm concerned, if I think that things are going to be more expensive and I haven't got the money to spend, I'm going to be saving more. I'm going to be putting more money away. And if you do that, then that's going to actually slow down America. Because two-thirds of these developed economies rely on consumer spending. And if consumers aren't spending money, the economy is not going to grow.
It's not going to grow. More signs of a Chinese economy slowing down. Yesterday, manufacturing PMI numbers had a reading of 49.2, third straight month of decline for the sector. Same with Japan's factory output, down for 3 months in a row. You see it slipping further, perhaps?
Probably, yeah. Now, Ryan was right. You know, any number below 50 means contraction. But in the case of China, China has always wanted to rebalance its economy. So the slowdown in manufacturing is not really that surprising to me. I think it will benefit those countries around Southeast Asia, which is why I'm sort of looking at many economies in Southeast Asia. I like Indonesia.
The emerging economies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I love economies like the Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam.
Even Vietnam,
I think those will do very well. You can go back and have a look at your fur again, can't you?
See, you're making me hungry. I've been speaking with David Kuo, CEO of Motley Fool Singapore.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.com. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.